Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Big switch. More Americans now say they're Republicans. Hawaii requiring visitors to get the booster shot. Smoking pot could increase your risk of COVID. A new survey ranks the most expensive major league ballparks in America. Also ahead, why are conspiracy theories sweeping across the country? But first, survey from Gallup says more voters identify as Republicans. 47% now back the GOP compared to 42% who support the Democratic Party. That's the biggest lead for Republicans since 1991. Pollsters blame President Biden for a major shift among independents. A majority want the GOP to take control of Congress in the fall. Just 40% think the Democrats should retain power. The state of Hawaii requiring all tourists to get a third dose of the COVID vaccine before entering there. Honolulu unveiling new travel rules as Omicron runs rampant. Folks without the booster will have to quarantine in their hotel rooms for 5 days and provide 2 negative COVID tests. Infections on the Big Island, for example, averaging 4,000 a day. That's up 3,800% since November. Doctors believe smoking marijuana on a regular basis could increase a person's risk of getting COVID. Experts say the habit, along with consuming tobacco, makes the lungs more susceptible to the Omicron variant. Cases of the new strain dropping about 15% in previous hotspots like New York, where I am, despite a record number of infections, hospitalizations across the country remain down 50% compared to last January. Forbes magazine ranking the most expensive baseball parks in the country, top of the list, Yankee Stadium and Citi Field in New York, Fenway Park in Boston, Wrigley in Chicago, but number one, Dodger Stadium in L.A. Average ticket price there, $100. Some snacks will set you back about $25 per person for 9 innings. Parking costs $30 in L.A. The trip for a family of four to see a single Dodgers game, $550. In a moment, conspiracies are free, and they are everywhere. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the United States of Conspiracy. The worst was the bogus Russian collusion fiasco, costing taxpayers about $50 million and unfairly tainting President Trump. That was the worst recently. And now conspiracies are all over the internet despite that. First up, COVID is a man-made method of population control. That's the conspiracy theory. Apparently, millions of people believe the COVID pandemic and subsequent vaccines are a tool used to intentionally kill upwards of 80% of the Earth's population. Powerful leaders like Bill Gates, the British Prime Minister, and Nancy Pelosi are working together to reduce the number of human beings in order to save the environment and fight climate change. Wow. Second conspiracy. The January 6th Capitol riot was a false flag operation. Conspiracy people claim the assault on the Capitol was planned by federal agents, mainly the FBI, to undermine Donald Trump and his supporters. This one is very hot right now. On the same field is the Justice Department indicting members of the Oath Keepers, a far-right group, charging them with trying to overthrow the government. From what I've seen, these guys couldn't overthrow a Burger King. Finally, some conservatives believe that COVID is being exploited by socialists and other global leaders to launch a, quote, great reset that will restructure the planet. Shadowy people are using the pandemic to eliminate personal freedom, enact strict climate laws, ban conservative voices on social media, and funnel billions of dollars to fund a new world order. The term Great Reset has received more than 8 million interactions on Facebook and been shared almost 2 million times on Twitter. In writing my bestseller, Killing Kennedy, I had to examine dozens of conspiracy theories, and we debunked them all. But people believe what they want to believe, and there are some very creative minds in this conspiracy theory industry, and that's what it is. You can make money conjuring up all kinds of stuff, even if it's fiction. So for you, the American citizen, the honest person, your first question should be, where are the facts? Show me the money? No. Show me the facts. Or you can choose to live in a conspiracy world. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Each year, the sports industry brings in about $80 billion to the U.S. economy. And all this money translates to some very lucrative paychecks for the country's most popular players. From annual salaries to million-dollar endorsements, here are the top paid athletes in the USA as ranked by Newsweek magazine. Number 10, Ronnie Stanley. The Baltimore Ravens paid the offensive tackle $47 million this season. Next, Brooklyn Nets star James Harden. He earns $51 million. Number 8, the great Patrick Mahomes. The Kansas City Chiefs quarterback made $54 million last year. His 10-year contract worth $500 million. The 7th spot goes to Russell Westbrook after signing a $207 million contract with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Westbrook got traded. He now plays for the LA Lakers. Total earnings there, $60 million a year. Number 6, Tiger Woods. Despite a near-fatal car accident, Woods took in $65 million last year. Nearly all of that money came from product endorsements. The top five starts with Stephen Curry, Golden State Warriors. The two-time MVP makes $75 million a year. Next, Kevin Durant, Brooklyn Nets. He earned $80 million last year. Number three, Tom Brady. No wonder he's playing at age 44. After leaving the New England Patriots for the Tampa Bay Bucks, Brady earned $45 million from football and another $40 million from brands like T-Mobile. Total $85 million. The second spot goes to LeBron James. The basketball legend made $35 million from the Lakers and another $60 million from partnerships with Walmart and Pepsi. He also owns a movie production company starring alongside Bugs Bunny in the Hollywood flop Space Jam 2. Number one, Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys quarterback, $105 million this season alone. And he lost. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.